You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, it is that time of week again, time when we all get very, very hungry indeed, because I'm joined on the line now by blind chef Ian Gentle. How are you doing today, Ian?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Chris. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Now, this is the first time that you and I have actually had the chance to chat. I'm not sure if that's because Jill knows me by reputation and knows that I am horrendous when it comes to cooking and baking.
Well, the idea is that lots of blind people think that cooking is too difficult for them. Far too many of us live on chicken Bing, you know what I mean, with a microwave. What I'm here to do is to say, well, you don't have to do that if you don't want to. There are ways for blind people to learn to cook.
One thing that I would say, Ian, is since Jill has had you on the show, you've certainly made my life much easier. I'm finding that cooking and baking is becoming so much more easy as we go on. Now, in the last couple of weeks, Ian, you have done spicy with the meatballs. You've done sweet with the brownies. What can we look forward to today?
Well, this is, you know, something quite simple, really. It's an apple pie. But this apple pie is a little bit different. It's sharp and sweet at the same time, and it definitely tastes of apples. It's not like an American apple pie where you get a kind of fruity sweet mush in the middle. The other thing about this particular pie is that, Chris, I normally make my own short crust pastry from scratch. But I do realise that many blind or partially sighted people might prefer to buy ready-made pastry from the freezer section of their local supermarket. The advantages of it are that it's a lot less messing about to make, obviously, and it's a lot easier to manipulate than homemade pastry. The disadvantage is that the bottom pie crusts tend to end up somewhat undercooked, which is why I recommend using a Pyrex or an oven-proof earthenware pie dish. Metal pie dishes, I find, don't conduct the heat so well. In a few weeks' time, though, I'll give you all another pie recipe, and I'll then tell you how to make short crust pastry for yourself if you want to.
Does that mean that our listeners then, in a couple of weeks' time, when they know how to make their own short crust pastry, can go back to the Audio Boom channel, listen back to this recipe, and just make some minor adjustments to have a completely home-cooked apple pie?
Well, that's exactly the same with every recipe I do. There are techniques. And rather than repeat the techniques time and time again, if you want to know, they're back there on Audio Boom.
Excellent. Well, apple pie is my mum's favourite, Ian, so I'm very much looking forward to this. So what do we need to start with?
Okay, here we start with a list of ingredients. For this pie, you want about 1.5 pounds, which is about 670 grams of Bramley apples. I want 2 small unwaxed lemons, 500 grams of ready-to-roll pastry, 4.5 tablespoons of granulated sugar, a little bit of milk, and some plain flour. Now, for equipment, we need a Y-shaped peeler, which I've used before for potatoes and things, a small sharp knife, a medium sharp knife, and a long knife. I use a lemon zester. This is for getting the zest from the peel of a lemon. Now, classical chefs use a sharp knife, and some sighted people try to use a sort of banjo grater. I recommend blind people use a lemon zester. It's got a handle with a flat tine with shallow prongs on the end, and I'll tell you how to use it. We're also going to use a lemon squeezer, which is like a sort of a glass or plastic saucer with a dome in the middle with ribs on it, and you squeeze the half lemon down on top of it to get the juice out. We need a strainer, a couple of bowls, a 23-centimetre or 9-inch pie dish, preferably Pyrex or earthenware, as I've said, a pastry board, a rolling pin, and a pastry brush. And now we come to the method. So first of all, you preheat your oven to guess mark, I'd say 6.5, which is 210 centigrade, 415 Fahrenheit. We grease the pie dish in advance thoroughly, and I use stalk margarine for that job. We start off by removing the zest from the 1.5 lemons by scraping down the lemons with the zester from top to bottom, removing the zest in thin filaments. Put them aside in a bowl. We'll use those later. Then cut the lemons in half and extract the juice with the squeezer by squeezing each half of the lemon on top of the squeezer and then pouring the juice through the strainer into a bowl. Use that to remove the pips from the lemon juice. You don't want pips in your apple pie. Then to peel the apples. I peel the apples with a Y-shaped peeler. I do the top and bottom first, then go round the sides, peeling from top to bottom until all the peel is removed. Now then getting the core out of the apple. Now there are such things as apple corers, but frankly, they're not very efficient and they're not very easy for us to use. So I do the following. Cut the peeled apple in half. Then cut both halves in half, leaving us with quarters. Hold a quarter of the apple with the core facing towards you and using the small sharp knife, make a 20 degree angle downward cut from the top towards the center of the apple. Remove the knife, turn the quarter of the apple upside down and do the same thing. Then don't remove the knife, just twist the knife towards yourself and the piece of core should pop out into your hand. Slice the quarter into four or five slices with the small sharp knife, then place immediately into the bowl of lemon juice and toss with your fingers. Repeat that with all the other apples, then give all the pieces in the bowl a toss in the lemon juice. And this is not only to add flavor, it stops the apples going brown and squishy. Then we cut the 500 gram lump of pastry in half. Scatter some plain flour on the pastry board. Then we roll half of the pastry out, turning the board 90 degrees after each two or three rolls, and keep on doing that until the pastry is significantly bigger than the pastry dish. Then you place the pie dish upside down on the pastry in the middle. Slide a long knife under the pastry and slide from one side to the other to release the pastry from the board. Then slide your right hand under the pastry, right into the middle of the pie dish. Place your other hand on top of the pie dish, then lift and turn the pie dish over so that you've reversed your hands. And the pastry is now where you want it. It's on the pie dish. Place the pie down onto a flat surface. Then gently press the pastry down to the bottom of the dish to get it and make sure there's no air underneath it. And you press it also to the sides of the dish to make sure there's no air bubbles there. Then you lift the dish with your left hand underneath it and you trim off the excess pastry with a medium-sized knife in your other hand, sliding it around the edge of the dish. Put the dish with the pastry on a flat surface and spread a layer of the apple slices on the bottom of the pie. Then put a tablespoon and a half of sugar in the palm of your left hand and sprinkle the sugar over the apples with the fingers of your right hand. This makes sure that the sugar is spread evenly. Then sprinkle the lemon zest on top of the apples. Then add another layer of apple slices on top, piling them up until you have a slight dome of apple on top of the pie. Don't overfill it. If you've got a few slices of apple left over, well, that doesn't matter. Then sprinkle another 1.5 tablespoons of sugar on the top. Brush milk all around the edge of the pie. This helps to seal the pastry crust to the pastry on the bottom. Roll out the other half of pastry as you did before and bring the pie close to the pastry board. Slide the long knife under the pastry as you did before to release it from the board. Then immediately pick up the edge of the pastry that's nearest to the pie dish and drag the pastry over the top of the pie. Seal the top to the bottom by going around the edge of the pie with your thumb, pressing down every thumb width until you've gone all around it. Some people actually do this with the handle end of a spoon or a knife, but I use my thumb. Trim off the excess as you did before by running a sharp knife around the edge of the pie dish. Then brush the top of the pie all over with milk. Then sprinkle another 1.5 tablespoons of sugar over the top of the pie and rub it very gently with your fingers to spread it evenly all over the top of the pie. Then bake in the oven for 30 minutes. I rotate it through 180 degrees after 15 minutes because my oven tends to cook a little unevenly, as yours might. Then slice and serve it hot with ice cream or, if you prefer, cold with single cream. And enjoy.
Wow, it sounds absolutely delightful, Ian. I think my mum would be very, very happy with this. I was going to say, with a pie like this that has a zest of lemon in it, Would cream maybe make that seem a little odd? Is it better to go with ice cream or even something like custard?
Not at all. The zest is very little, and what it adds is an aromatic element. You won't actually taste lemon in this pie, but it has got this sort of slightly more aromatic element to it. The lemon doesn't make any difference at all.
I must say as well, I really appreciate you mentioning about rotating when in the oven. I also have an oven that bakes rather unevenly, and I do like to rotate while we have things cooking. Ian Gentle, thanks so much for another absolutely fantastic recipe. I do hope host of the show, Jill Barclay, has been listening in on her birthday holiday and comes back with a lovely apple pie for Vlad and I to try. Ian, thanks so much once again.
Thank you, Chris.
I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.